And now for another view of today's ruling by the Supreme Court from the Republican side of the aisle and from the other chamber of Congress, we turn to Bob Ney, Republican congressman from the 18th District of Ohio. Congressman Ney, we've heard Senator Feingold refer to this as a great victory for democracy. Would you see it as a great defeat for democracy?
Well, if early reports are correct, today's decision must be a major disappointment to all of those in Congress who voted for the campaign finance reform bill, including Senator Feingold, all of those who were hoping that the court would, strike it down, were not only Republicans, but were also Democrats. The court's action today now requires the Congress, I think, to reconsider its decision to pass this law, which it did.
You're accusing Senator Feingold and other supporters of this bill not just of taking a different view of election finance reform, you're accusing them of disingenuousness, of doing so, assuming that a new law would be struck down by the courts.
Well, I'll tell you something. I was with some union members today in the state of Ohio who were bitterly disappointed of this decision, because now a union cannot come forward 120 days before an election and use its contributions, which is the soft money, to register people to vote. But a billionaire can come in, for example, to the state of Ohio or any other state and spend as much money as they want unaccounted for.
Senator Feingold says that the real reason that Republicans, presumably like yourself, oppose McCain-Feingold is that without it, with unlimited contributions to candidates, the Republicans would just be head and shoulders above the Democrats in fundraising.
Well, you know, this bill, for example, for me, doesn't affect me personally at all. In fact, the McCain-Feingold bill is going to make incumbents more powerful than ever before. I have told many challengers, in fact, I told two in my district today, that if you want to run for Congress, you better get a lawyer, you better get an accountant, and a bail bondsman. Because what this has done is to make sure that incumbents like myself and Senator Feingold, who have tons of campaign dollars in their coffers, can hire the best attorneys, we can hire the best accountants. But I pity today a challenger who would like to take any of us on, because this is going to make sure that the national parties, both of them, are completely gutted, and it's going to make sure that very, very wealthy billionaires are going to control this country.
Representative Ney, before I let you go, I just want to get a sense. Do you share the concern? Forget about the way in which that concern has been expressed, either in the law or now by the Supreme Court, but do you share the concern of Senators Feingold and McCain or Representative Meehan or Shays, that there's been something wrong with the amount of money that's been flowing through political campaigns in recent years, the amount in particular of soft money?
Well, I think that, you know, if you could limit the individual wealth of very wealthy people who try to influence congressional elections, state elections, ballot issues, if you could limit that, that would be one thing. You can't. And this law, I predict to you today as we speak, within 5 to 6 years, people will look back on this and they will say, what on earth happened?
Congressman Ney, thank you very much for talking with us today. Congressman Bob Ney, Republican of the 18th District of Ohio and chairman of the House Administration Committee, talking to us about the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law, which was upheld today by the United States Supreme Court.